Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Couple of notes. Ryan from Funky Buddha was supposed to be on with us in the 4 o'clock hour to defend not having nachos on the menu. Mm-hmm. He got busy. We got busy. And so we mutually agreed that he will come on next week. Mm-hmm. Ryan, the founder of Funky Buddha, will join us next week for Nacho Gate.
You by yourself on this one.
Stop it. Everybody loves nachos.
Nobody likes nachos.
This is
the Girl Scout cookie debate. It's the same thing.
More,
like, you love nachos.
More nacho
really
chips and tortilla chips in the chip aisle than any other kind of chip.
Lie.
Who's buying those? Non-nacho lovers?
No, the nacho chip, the tortilla chip, but not the actual crap with all the piled up soggy chips. It's bad. It's bad.
Regardless, Funky Buddha, they've got a brand new release in the tap room. They released it last weekend. Rise and Grind, an imperial cream ale with coffee, natural caramel, and vanilla flavors. Tomorrow, you can ride, then vibe with bikes and beers and Funky Buddha. It's tomorrow, a cycling event. Weather's not going to be great, but that's all right. Features 15, 30, and 45-mile rides. It departs from and returns to the brewery in Oakland Park, and it travels through Fort Lauderdale. You can get more info at funkybuddha.com. And if you're going to the Panthers game tomorrow, I'm going. You're going to the Panthers game tomorrow. Don't forget, they got a little Funky Buddha right across from Pantherland. You can enjoy some Funky Buddha right there. And then this weekend, you want to watch the football games, do it at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. And certainly Monday night for the national championship game. Dan, are you going to be out there doing trivia on Monday night?
Yeah, I'm very excited, too, because I'm going to have one of those cream ales, watch the game, do some trivia. We'll be there. We got room for everybody because they have multiple
Beauty.
Rooms.
So Monday night, you have a big old party at Funky Buddha Tap Room because Dan Day will be there doing trivia, and you got the national championship game and all that hoo-ha. Man, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour.
I need Dan to let me know how the Rise and Grind is. I haven't tasted it yet, man. It's, you know, I'm a big beer guy.
I've been there with you, yes.
For the sake of the show, Dan will try it.
Yeah, maybe one or two or three just to make sure that the quality is good.
Yeah. Dan almost got kidnapped when we were there together one time.
Oh, I remember.
By a bus of 60-year-old women. I'm going to leave with them, Crowder. Dan, no, you're not going anywhere. What? I'll holler at you, big dog.
I had strangers trying to be like, man, don't go. I was like, do I know you? You're like, listen to him.
You know, the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Fest is going to be February 15th this year. Mm-hmm. So it's less than a month away. So it's coming up before you know it.
Valentine's gift.
Dan Day is in for Solana right now because Solana's going to head over to the Kaseya Center, see what Eric Spolstra has to say at 6:15. And Solana will get you started at 6:45 preheat tonight right here on 560 WQAM along with Tommy Tighe. And then you'll have game action. Action with Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert. They will be on the call 8 p.m. tip off tonight. Will Jimmy Butler start? Will Jimmy Butler play? Will Jimmy Butler play well if he does play? A lot of storylines tonight, and Solana will be there to cover it all for you right here on this very radio station. Let's get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Dan Day, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
All right, Hawk, I know you love the English language, so would you like a little usage of neither nor to begin these headlines?
Sure.
Jimmy Butler is neither suspended nor on the injury report for tonight's Heat home game against the Nuggets at 7:30.
That is a good use of neither nor.
Big Lynn used to get on me about that one a lot. Neither nor.
Is that so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was like one of her favorites.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of neither nor.
What is it? It's a white thing?
Just good verbiage. I like it. Neither nor.
We ain't learned that in Atlanta.
Because when somebody says neither this nor that, it hits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you say it that way, you could say, Jimmy Butler, he's not suspended. He's not on the injury list. Or you could say, Jimmy Butler is neither injured nor on the injury list. It hits. Yeah. It hits. You feel it.
Hits at the Starbucks. Get out of here.
Starbucks. Oh. They were hitting against Sergei Bobrovsky last night. He was pulled after three power play goals by the Detroit Red Wings. The Panthers lost 5-2. The Anaheim Ducks are in town tomorrow at 6. Hawk will be there.
You could see Sergei Bobrovsky last night in the third period at the Funky Buddha Tap Room. He wasn't in, the crease.
He neither blocked any shots and he nor played well.
Well, you didn't really nail the landing there, but I appreciate what you tried.
Give that a judge
you
a 7.
Neither
right
got
there.
It right, nor did you put in a great attempt.
Oh, Mr. Baseball, former player, announcer, and actor Bob Uecker passed away at 90. Of course, he called games for the Milwaukee Brewers for many years.
Yeah, he was great. I loved Bob Uecker. He was a really good broadcaster, but a funny guy. He was in, I think he was in Major League. Yeah. He was the announcer in Major League.
Mr. Belvedere.
And he was on he was on Mr. Belvedere, right? He was on the sitcom. Yeah.
Crowder, you watch Mr. Belvedere, huh?
I did. Guys my age, it's funny because when he passed, then now they're doing all the memorials to him and all that. But I knew him from Major League and Mr. Belvedere. I didn't know him.
I remember him from the Miller Lite commercial back in the 70s. The Miller Lite commercial, maybe the 80s. Like those were great, man.
He was funny on Major League. Up there drinking. He just, he passed out one game. Yeah. Like, I remember him.
Speaking of passed out, the Canes basketball team looked to end a 17-game ACC losing streak dating back to last year. Saturday, too. Rough That's run. Tomorrow. They're going to host SMU.
Yeah, rough run.
The hiring process is about to be interesting.
For the Canes?
To replace Jim Larinick. We haven't talked about it much, but that's what they need to do.
Following the hiring of defensive coordinator Corey Heatherman, three Canes defensive coaches have left the staff, including D-line coach Joe Salave. He's going to Arizona. Cornerbacks coach Chevis Jackson, former LSU player, by the way, going to Wake Forest. And linebacker coach Derek Nicholson to Missouri.
All right.
And
I hope Heatherman got rid of them and they didn't leave because he was there.
Well, they saw his opening press conference. They said, I can't work around this guy. This guy's going to kill me with his eyes.
Not with that beard.
He was intense looking, man.
We forgot about the Dolphins. They're going to be playing a game in Madrid next year.
Yeah, how about that?
Crowder
I'd love to go. I love Spain. When I came back from Barcelona or whatever, Spain's a nice little place.
Everyone says Spain is a great place to visit.
Don't mess with those Basque people, man. They'll mess you up. That's what I'm serious. I met a Basque dude one time.
I don't know. You're painting with a wide brush there, Dan.
I met a Basque priest.
The Basque people are great.
A Basque
big fan
priest.
Of the Basque.
He told me, he's like, look out, man. I'm Basque. I said, ooh.
What does that mean? This is a Starbucks conversation.
Well, the Basque are separatists who really, it's a region in Spain, and they would like to be their own country, but much like French-speaking Canada, where Quebec would love to be its own. Like, it's that kind of
Spain's kind of broken up into four kingdoms, region. Crowder. This is,
really?
This is what we talk about at Starbucks. Hulk and I are sitting
interesting.
Of nice little latte. It's like, man, what Spain region would you prefer?
Because there was, I think, a couple years ago, like it was, there was really starting to become some momentum about the Basque region seceding and creating their own country.
I neither know or want to go to Anne Place with the Basque.
On the weather from the Demesment Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. I also like how nobody noticed that I said I met a Basque priest. No one said, well, what are we doing with a Basque priest? I don't know. Don't worry about it.
Listen, I'm sure you were praying for forgiveness.
No lie.
I don't think Dan understands. There's nothing he can say that can surprise us.
Honestly, there is nothing you could say to surprise us.
I was looking for guidance because I was homeless at the time.
Hmm.
Understood.
The weather is...
That took a left.
Hey, you got an extra room in your apartment, don't you? No?
Okay. It was flooded.
Overcast with chances of rain throughout the day.
By the way, I just put into AI, are nachos popular? Yes, nachos are a popular food item.
I don't want no damn nacho.
Ugly weather. That's your weather.
All right, fair enough.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I hate everybody on this show.
Hawk and Crowder.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour on a big night. Eating nuggets tonight, man. So a couple things here to finish up at the end of the show and finish up the week. First, let me tell you about my good friends in the award-winning team at Durrell Volkswagen. Right now, you can select from a huge inventory of new Volkswagen models like the Atlas, Tiguan, and Taos. They have the perfect new Volkswagen for you in stock and ready for immediate delivery. With competitive financing and flexible lease options, you'll get the best deal at Durrell Volkswagen. Nobody sells for less. That's Durrell Volkswagen. We got to wrap things up for the week here, Crowder. We had a lot of fun, but we must step aside for Dan Day and for preheat and a little Jimmy Butler action maybe tonight on this very radio program. Before we wrap things up, Cheetah Pompano, that is a great spot to watch a big game, big fight card, and you got both this weekend, Jack. Yeah. HDTVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day, happy hour specials till 6, and a full dinner menu in the evening. And I always tell you, if you're an in-the-biz worker, Cheetah takes care of you like no other. Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays, in-the-biz workers get 25% off your entire bar tab, free admission, and in-the-biz bottle specials. And they do a $50 bar tab raffle day and night on Sundays for in-the-biz workers. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. And you can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. Remember, we were talking about the line for the Heat game with Solana earlier, and it was Heat minus one. And he said maybe if Jokic is active, the line will shift. And it has. Line is now Denver minus two. So Denver is now the favorite tonight. The line has shifted 3 points since the 4 o'clock hour. It was Heat minus one. Now it's Denver minus two. So I would imagine Jokic is playing. I don't know about Murray and the rest, but
yeah, I'm sorry. I got to go with Denver.
I think I'm going to bet the Jimmy Butler over one made three or more. I just, the only way I think I get burned on that is if he does not play at all, which I just,
no, what? Let's ride, bet it, because I'm going to ride with over, what is it, 14 and a half, 15? Yeah. I'm going to ride with that over, thinking that Jimmy is going to try to prove a point of, yeah, kiss my butt. I'm Jimmy Butler. Right. Watch this. Yeah.
You suspend me? Me? Yeah. Well, we will find out. Game tips off tonight at 8 p.m., and you can hear the action here on 560 WQAM. One final message from Crowder before we wrap it up.
If y'all are ready to drive a new Chevy, you got to get to Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet right off the Sawgrass Expressway. And you want inventory, I'm telling you, my man Teddy, my man Chris Atkins, the GM down there, they have got you 22 acres of your all-favorite beautiful Chevys y'all see on the road. I know y'all see me in my Suburban. Y'all can get one. Go holler at my people at Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet. Get behind the wheel of a new Chevy with 3.9% financing. It is crazy. Just think about that, 3.9%. Get ready to ride, drive a new truck. Check out these Silverados. Bro, I was over there the other day. My wife's she's looking into a new car. These Silverados are amazing. I just got the Suburban. I might have to grab me a Silverado too. Plus, Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet, your trade is always worth more. They watch out for you on both sides. So your trade-in is going to be worth more money. They're going to give you the 3.9% on all the deals they have. Go check out every deal they have. Both sides of the deal. Make it easier to upgrade to a new Silverado, Equinox, Tahoe, and more. Don't miss it. Check out the Silverados. Check out the wonderful deals and get ready to drive one of these Chevys. Just click EdmoreSawgrassChevrolet.com, your lease return headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
All right, everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Go Heat tonight. Go Panthers tomorrow. Heat on Sunday. And we will speak with you. We're off on Monday for MLK Day, but we will speak with you el martes. Yeah.
I just got pink eye.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.